Hi, I said in a loud voice and stepped up to my door. I towered over Bland Man. And I had a great big gun in my hand, even if I did keep it pointed down at the floor. I'm Harry Dresden. He looked me up and down, and then looked at Susan. Susan sighed. Harry, this is Martin. Hi, Martin, I said. I switched my sidearm to my other hand and thrust mine at him. Nice to meet you. Martin regarded my hand and then said, I don't shake hands. That was evidently all the verbal interaction I merited, because he looked back at Susan and said, We have to be up early. We? We? I looked at Susan, who flushed with embarrassment. She glared at Martin and then said to me, I need to go, Harry. I wish I could have stayed longer. Wait, I said. I wish I could, she said. I'll try to call you before we go. There was that we again. Go? Susan? I'm sorry. She stood up on tiptoe and kissed my cheek, her two warm lips soft. Then she left, brushing past Martin just hard enough to jostle him into taking a little step to keep his balance. Martin nodded to me and walked out too. After a minute, I followed them, long enough to see them getting into a cab on the street outside. We. Hell's bells, I muttered and stalked back inside my house. I slammed the door behind me, lit a candle, stomped into my little bathroom, and turned on the shower. The water was only a couple degrees short of becoming sleet, but I stripped and got in anyway, simmering with several varieties of frustration. We. 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 Which implied she and someone else together. Someone who was not me. Was she? Susan with the pedantic avenger there? That didn't track. I mean, hell's bells. The guy was just so dull, boring, blasé, and maybe stable. Face it, Harry. Interesting you might be. Exciting you might be. Stable you ain't. I pushed my head under the freezing water and left it there. Susan hadn't said they were together, neither had he. I mean, that wouldn't be why she had broken off the kiss. She had a really good reason to do that, after all. But then again, it wasn't like we were together. She'd been gone for better than a year. A lot can change in a year. Her mouth hadn't, or her hands, or the curve of her body, or the smoldering sensuality of her eyes, or the soft sounds she made as she arched against me, her body begging me to. I looked down at myself, sighed, and turned the water to its coldest setting. I came out of the shower shriveled and turning blue, dried off, and got into bed. I had just managed to get the covers warm so that I could stop shivering when my phone rang. I swore sulphurously, got out of bed into the freezing air, snatched up the phone, and growled, What? Then, on the off chance it was Susan, I forced some calm into my voice and said, I mean, hello? Sorry to wake you, Harry, said Karen Murphy, the head of Chicago PD's Special Investigations Division. SI routinely handled any crime that fell between the cracks of the other departments, as well as being handed the really smelly cases no one else wanted. As a result, they wound up looking into all kinds of things that weren't easily explained. Their job was to make sure that things were taken care of and that everything typed up neatly into the final report. Murphy called me in as a consultant from time to time when she had something weird that she didn't know how to handle. We'd been working together for a while, and Murphy had gotten to where she and SI could handle your average everyday supernatural riffraff. But from time to time, she ran into something that stumped her. My phone number is on her quick dial. Murph, I said, what's up?
Unofficial business, she said. I'd like your take on something.
Unofficial means not paid, I guess, I said.
You up for any pro bono work?
She paused and then said,
This could be important to me.
What the hell? My night had pretty much been shot anyway. Where do you want me?
Cook County Morgue, Murphy said. I want to show you a corpse.